Hi Debbie, it's Wednesday the 16th of April 2014, and it's been a few weeks since we've met.
Yes, I know.
Down to me, some of it, because I've been away for 3 weeks and we couldn't actually announce that on Facebook for security reasons with your home. When you're away, you don't want the world to know that you're on vacation. And also, you've been too busy as well to get here. Your business has really picked up. So tell me about that.
Business has gone absolutely crazy. I've noticed an increase, since we've been doing our sessions anyway, I've noticed an increase in business, which is, I don't know if that's a sidebar, but it seems to be really, as I seem to be releasing the mental weight, it allows me to do more in the business. So business is getting far more in every aspect. So all of my businesses are picking up and lots of things are changing, and yeah, I've been incredibly busy. Yeah, done lots and lots of hours, so that's good, and keeps me very happy. It's talking about that, I think you don't realise how burdened you are until you actually start to lighten the load.
That's right.
You actually don't realise how much you're carrying around with you, be it physically and mentally, until you actually start to lighten the load. And then you can look back and you can see it. And that's what, in the time that we've not been together, even though I've been running around like a headless chicken, it's still given me a chance to reflect on things and actually realise how much more I am achieving now and how much more easily it's coming to me. Incredibly so.
That's quite usual when you're in therapy, because you're changing every week when you're having weekly sessions. And because you're changing, it's very, very subtle. And things are shifting and moving. It becomes normal.
Yeah.
When you have a gap in seeing the person that's supporting you and you're out there doing it on your own, then you start to observe yourself differently, because the emotional person that's supporting you has been removed and it's all down to you.
Yeah.
And then it's much easier, because we're not pushing any buttons or shifting or moving anything, it's much easier to go into like a holding place. And then that holding place can feel quite different. And then when you're in that holding place, you can reflect on how different it is. And then it allows you to see where you were and where you've come to.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. And you can see, for me, because it was, you know, 3 weeks, it was a long time. There was no contact with you whatsoever. And so, yes, you can look back and you can just see how dramatically things have changed. Hugely, everything changed. So,
I know, because a couple of weeks before I went, you were really reevaluating your whole business practice. And where you're going to go and what your future was.
Yeah. Yeah, it all. And then we looked at that, and we looked at that very intently. And then almost overnight, a decision was made and things just snap, change. And that seems to happen. That happened again. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But that happened again with the food. Well, in that 3 week period, that happened again with the food. Because I was working so hard, I was doing 16 hour days, and literally it's kind of like just grab something. There wasn't time to prepare, you know, a nice soup or a nice salad or any of that. It was literally just grab something, and it was pretty much toast and biscuits, shove them in the toaster, eat a few biscuits with a cup of tea, and that was it for about 4 or 5 days. And then suddenly I was like, hang on a minute, this is really detrimental. I started to feel like Billy Bunter around the middle. Even though I needed that kind of carby food for energy, I still started to feel very bloated and fat. And then again, one morning, it was just like, okay, this is it, right, finish that now. You've done that, you've done the bloat, you've done the carb, let's get back into it, let's start being sensible. And the switch was flicked and off we went again, back into healthy, sensible eating, and the scales reflect it. So which is great. So, you know, lost another few pounds, so we're doing really well.
Wonderful. And do you have to force this?
No. Absolutely not. No, it's... I think previously, before we started working together, that lapse would have lasted several months. This lapse lasted a few days, and the lapse was brought on because I literally was at full stretch. I was at full capacity, and then even before I'd like finished, I still had a lot of work to do, and even before I'd finished the really long hours, the switch flicked, and it was like, come on, you've got to make time for yourself. You've got to make time for eating properly, because this isn't right. It just doesn't feel nice. It doesn't feel right. So it's much, you know, a couple of days as compared to a couple of months. Dramatic change.
So that statement you've made, you've got to make time for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
When would that have happened before, you having that thought?
No. Don't have those thoughts. Or didn't used to have those thoughts. I have those thoughts now. And even just last week, I had some late nights. And I realised that by having those late nights, that in actual fact, I must have been existing for about 2 years in sleep deprivation and really not realising how awful that was to live in that state. And so taking the time for myself, it's now, and I'm going to bed. I go to bed at a reasonable time. I'm not going to put myself through this, because when I put myself through that and just forced myself to do the late night, I slow down, don't actually achieve any more, and I can't even string two words together.
And that's interesting, because I know for a lot of time you're asking me if there was something wrong with your brain, because you couldn't string words together and you'd have mental lapses.
Yeah. And now I can see that it's actually through sleep deprivation that I've done that to myself. We've started with the weight, and yet, as I've said before, it just expands out from that. That's one subject, but everything is in the mind. Everything is to do in the mind, and it just all spans out. Everything is affected. It's all interconnected.
That's right. And for most people who are more than 10% overweight, 10% of their body weight, you know, what their healthy weight should be, they're more than 10%, you know, going up towards 15. So 15 and over.
Mm.
There is usually some sort of emotional link. And the emotional link will be the emotional energy that links and connects to everything. Because with the habits that we get into when we're overweight, they all emotionally connect to everything in our world. And as you look back on the weight that you've been losing, how much emotional energy and emotional time do you feel that you have lost, so that you've now got more time for other things?
I couldn't put a percentage on it, but it's, I would say probably 65-70% easily. Mm. Easily. I know I've still got things that I want to work on. Which are all tied up with the weight, and then all tied up with everything else. But a huge amount, huge amount of emotional stuff.
It is really interesting, because with most weight issues, they can go back, for the average person, right back towards childhood and an emotion that's stuck there.
Mm.
And that's what I've noticed in a lot of my work with people. It usually is something that goes right back through childhood. And if you imagine yourself as a computer and you've opened a file and you've put that piece of information in there and the emotion that connects to it, every time something similar happens, it reconnects with that and it just reinforces and strengthens the pattern.
Mm.
So by the time you're in your 40s, repeating the pattern, say, from perhaps from 6 or 7,
yeah,
you've repeated that pattern so many times, and the emotional energy that's in there is so strong, but it's so unconscious to the person,
yeah,
that there's no understanding of how, where, why, or what it was. But what you're starting to see is when you see your patterns, just small parts of your patterns, and getting the clarity when you go back into them,
yeah,
and see them, it makes sense. Now, for somebody who hasn't done this work, if they're on a diet, what would happen is they would be very positive for a short period of time.
Mm.
Something would happen that would throw them off. They'd go back into the negative cycle. And then the label would happen is, oh, I've failed again.
Yeah,
I'm not strong enough. I haven't got enough willpower.
Mm.
And then that whole cycle of negative self-talk that's all interlinked in that patterning then just gets repeated again. The negative feeling gets stronger. And it's like you're digging a deeper and deeper hole with the negativity, finding it harder and harder to get out of the hole and come back into the light and see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, definitely. I can completely relate to that, having been on more diets than almost as many diets as I've had chocolate bars. And that's a lot. So, yeah, I can completely relate to that, it isn't about willpower. Anything, I don't think, is about willpower. I think it really is about these patterns that, you know.
So if we used a mindset rather than willpower, is it about your mindset? Because you're constantly told if you change your mindset, you change your behaviours.
I disagree. I think if you can say affirmations, you can read, you know, all these wonderful personal development books, and they will help. However, they're not going to get to the root cause of the problem. And if you really do want to do something like lose the weight and keep it off, you've got to get to the root cause. You really have, because I've been, you know, it's whether that, are you on your way down or are you on your way up? You know, which way are you going? Oh, I'm on my way down this time. Oh, no, I'm back on my way up. You know, this time I'm on my way down and I want to stay down. As we said right at the very beginning when we first started, it was like me, you know, jumping on a trampoline and it sort of like going right to the floor and then it literally goes boing and up I go again, quicker than, you know, anything. So this time I can see that things are changing, and as I go down, it's going to stay down. I'm not going back up again. I am not going back up again.
And that's right.
I know that people will have said that if they've been on diets, if they've been on health kicks, if they've been on this or that or whatever, and they think that something has to change inside, in how you're thinking, how you're feeling. The feeling is related to the thinking.
That's right. If you think about the feeling and how you're feeling now,
mm-hmm.
think about the feeling that you've had when you've been on diets before, and as you say, inside you feel like that switch has flicked,
mm.
and you've gone back into that automatic eating.
Mm. Yeah.
What's the difference now between, you know, that period where you go into that automatic eating and there's nothing that can stop you because you have to go around in the feeling cycle to get to the end of the feeling that's stored.
Mm, mm. Well, it's apparent, isn't it? Because, like I say, that feeling cycle lasted a few days, whereas before it would have lasted easily a few months. And that those few months would have been probably a stone, 14 pounds... 14, 18, 20 pounds, who knows? Depends how bad the feeling was. Whereas this was a few days and straight back into it and a weight loss today. So I'm very happy.
Wonderful. Okay, so we've got some more work to do.
We do.
And are you aware of what we need to be doing?
I am.
Right, so during this time it's coming to your conscious awareness of where you need to go next.
Yes.
So we'll get on with the session, Debbie.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.